Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Paige Craig from the Haim Center and Kenley Jackson from Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Thank you both for joining me this morning and for the Banff Mountain Film Festival coming up.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Erin.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
So Banff Mountain Film Festival, I feel like this is definitely a town favorite of a bunch of different films coming in that are focused on the outdoors, which I think is a common denominator of folks in Sitka. We like the great outdoors, and this is a great film escape into many different corners, many different things to do outside, as kind of getting us prepped for summer. Kenley, you with the Fine Arts Camp, there's some of the folks who help facilitate the Banff Mountain Film Festival. What kind of hints can you give us on what kind of films are being shown this Friday?
Yeah, there's something for everyone, Erin. There's the classics, there's the aerial freestyle skiing, there's lots of mountain biking, jumps through forests, there's some kayaking and expeditions with Baffin Island that involves mountain climbing and hiking and kayaking. The feature this year is about Avatar Grove, which is an old growth forest on Vancouver Island. So it's very similar to here.
Yeah.
And the film is about an Indigenous community protecting that area. There's also a ski expedition in Pakistan. And there's a charming film at the end that's about a woman who's 73 and she started mountain biking at age 45. And it's about her journey with that sport. So awesome. Lots of outdoor enthusiasts will enjoy these films, but there's really something for everyone. There's stories about people just getting outside, connecting with nature and pushing their bodies to the limit or just enjoying, what they can do in the outdoors.
And taking us literally around the world. So it's going to be things of like, okay, Vancouver Island, it's close to home, but Pakistan, all these places, that's a huge, huge travel that can be happening just in one evening with the film fest. So how many films are being shown on Friday?
Let me count. 1, 2, 3. There's 8 films.
Awesome.
So it's going to be about a 2.5 hour show. We start at 7 o'clock and we'll end around 9:45.
Awesome. And yeah, a whole travel around the world in 2.5 hours is pretty darn good. That's a pretty awesome exploration to be had. And the proceeds of the Banff Mountain Film Festival stays here in Sitka, and it goes to the Haim Center, getting people prepped and ready to have those outdoor adventures. Paige, what are some of the things that that these proceeds are going towards?
Yeah, so the proceeds will go to our Haim's Wellness Fund. So this fund was created so that we could open our doors to more people in the community, different groups, get different programs going. So the focus is more on people who might have financial need or maybe people suffering from chronic illness. We really just don't want to limit our facility right to anyone. So a few of the main ongoing programs that it supports is physical therapy patients that are working with physical therapists at Search. They can come into our facility at any time and practice their physical therapy exercises. Whenever they're open, they can come in at no cost to them. The Sitka High School PE class will use the fund for their classes when they do rock climbing or just different recreation mm-hmm. classes. A big one that it's always supported is the senior walk. And that happens on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. So it's completely free for the hour for seniors or any volunteers that want to come in at that time. We just open up our gym, our basketball court. Seniors and volunteers will just walk for that hour. We put on some music. It's just a good time. It's just a good community event.
Yeah, and at least with like me personally, it's always nice to have like, okay, I have a schedule. I have like, and especially if you imagine if you have, you're going to meet your friend on Tuesday at 1 p.m. to have your walk, to have your catch up, get those steps in, and you don't necessarily have to get completely drenched if going outside with our lovely rainforest weather. To have that, that's something to look forward to is always pretty cool.
For sure.
And it's really cool to hear with the Haim's Wellness Fund that this is, you're talking about this benefiting people across the whole spectrum of Sitka, from high school students up to seniors walking to literally everyone in between. So all of the proceeds from Banff Mountain Film Festival get to support those programs. And you said one of them, the Senior Walk, is that one of those reoccurring programs happening from 1 to 2 p.m. What are some of the other things that are happening at the Hames Center for people who are inspired this Friday to kind of get grooving, get prepped for their own summer adventures?
Yeah, so the Hames Center is a busy place. It's always open if you want to just come in and get your own workout in, hop on a treadmill, hop on a bike, whatever it is you like to do. Besides that, we have open gyms every weeknight. Soccer is a new one that we brought. So that happens Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. We have basketball on Wednesdays and Fridays. We have volleyball on Thursdays, and then we have pickleball on Tuesdays. Awesome.
And this is the same thing at the kind of like pickup game. So it's whoever shows up and wants to join in can join in.
Yep, everyone's welcome. Yep.
Amazing. So what are the current like operating hours for folks who do want to just pop in, get their workout, if they don't necessarily feel like jumping into right away into running for soccer?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're open from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 12 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. So we have just a short break in the day, but we're open all the way from 12 to 8 p.m. now, where we used to be closed from 2 to 4. So we've extended our hours to kind of accommodate the busy gym that we've had.
Awesome.
And then we're also open on weekends from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent. Yeah, with we were saying before we went on air, I feel like once this, now we've hit mid-February, the regaining of daylight is, I feel like, a little more noticeable. So it's inspired me at least to like, oh, maybe get out of that hibernation mindset that I think more than just me gets settled into over the winter. So it's cool, like extended hours at the Hames Center to allow for that to happen.
Yep.
Excellent stuff. And yeah, shoot. And if people are inspired to get started, I mean, there's gym tonight with open gym tonight with soccer. If people want to jump on that, we have that reminder on the community calendar. Well, amazing. This is also something I want to throw back to Kenley, a pretty important year with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. This is the 50th anniversary of the camp, and it's the camp is so much more than just the camp.
This is a huge year for us. We just celebrated as a staff our 50th birthday with cake last week and a toast. And it's our 50th year. We started in 1973 on the Sheldon Jackson campus, and we're back here. We've had operating the Hames Center for the last 11 years, and our mission is to build community. So it feels like the Hames Center and the Hames Wellness Fund is a huge part of that. We've got our summer camps with registration still open for local students, and we're just celebrating all year long. We've got an amazing musical that we're putting on this summer. It's Cinderella, Rodgers and Hammerstein, the classic. Mm-hmm. And we've got kids from all over the state that are performing in that show. So there's a lot that's happening in the community, and the Banff Mountain Film Festival is part of that. We're excited to be doing shows again, and really happy to see audiences coming back out to enjoy being together and having a live experience.
Yeah, there is something special about being in like a theater setting or together to have that experience of, you can look over at your neighbor and be like, did you see that? It's, adds an extra layer of community, which, as you're saying, is part of the whole goal of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And yeah, offering so much more to Sitka than just a really awesome camp for Sitka youth. There's so many other things that help to support community, like the Hames Center. Well, for those nitty gritty details with the Banff Mountain Film Festival happening at 7 p.m. is when screening starts on Friday. It's at the Performing Arts Center. Where can people go to get a hold of tickets?
Folks can do several different things. So we have tickets online at fineartscamp.org/shows. They can get them at the Hames Center. Folks at the front desk will help you there. We'll also have them for sale at the door. And you can also call the Fine Arts Camp, and we'll sell them to you over the phone at 907-747-3085.
Excellent. And if memory serves, those usually are pretty popular tickets. So if you're interested in going, this might be a good thing to get those tickets in advance to make sure you have a prime seat for the many different film adventures that are be showing this Friday at the Performing Arts Center. Kenley Jackson with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Paige Craig with the Hames Center. Thank you both for joining me this morning and for bringing the Banff Mountain Film Festival back to Sitka.
Thanks, Erin. Have a great day.
You as well.